This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
When a pundit or politician makes an erroneous statement, I wait to see if anyone corrects the error. Sometimes you have to wait a long time, often never, for a correction. That is why I waited a month to respond to some of the news reports and Twitter posts about the food stamp program. Mainstream media dutifully reported that the Trump administration formalized work requirements for food stamps. So far, so good. But then many concluded that 700,000 people would lose benefits. This led Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to tweet that her family relied on food stamps and they would have starved under the Trump administration. Fortunately, some are willing to critique this hyperbole. Robert Rector is the Heritage Foundation's expert on poverty legislation. He took the time to clearly explain what the food stamp reform would do and not do. First, the reform would not affect parents with a minor child, the elderly, or disabled. Contrary to what AOC said, it would have had no impact at all on her family when they were relying on food stamps. Second, the reform is limited to able-bodied adults without dependents. Under the rule, they would be affected only after receiving aid for more than 3 months. Then they would be required to take a job. If they did not do that, then at least they should undertake job training, perform community service work, or at least look for a job. What about the headlines that 700,000 recipients would lose benefits under the reform? Robert Rector explains that not a single individual would lose benefits if they performed the pro-work activities required by the program. When properly understood, most Americans would probably agree with the reform. They're always willing to provide a hand up, but aren't as interested in giving a handout and maintaining people in poverty and dependency. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.